A very good morning to you from the sports team. It's a beautiful day for Kaizer Chiefs fans as their side defeated arch rivals Orlando Pirates 2-1 in the Nedbank Cup final at Moses Mabhida Stadium yesterday afternoon, ending a decade-long trophy drought. Captain Yusuf Mart scored a late goal to secure victory for Amakhosi, who took an early lead with a penalty by Gaston Serino. However, it took Pirates only 7 minutes to score the equaliser with a header by Evidence Makgopa. Now, this is a Chiefs' first piece of a major silverware since the year 2015, while the Buccaneers missed out on equaling their own record of a hat-trick of National Cup triumphs. Staying with football, Aston Villa are only out of the Champions League qualification places on goal difference after beating Bournemouth 1-0. Ollie Watkins got the only goal of the game, becoming Villa's record Premier League goal scorer. Manager Unai Emery is enjoying the race to finish in the top five.
Sometimes we can feel like a pressure, but try to understand the pressure we want has to be something we will feel it in our process, like something positive.
They're level on points with Newcastle and Chelsea, who meet at St. James Park today. Manchester City's chances of qualifying took a blow with a goalless draw against already relegated Southampton. And then closing off with some rugby, South Africa have a slim chance of winning the Under-20 Rugby Championship. They play New Zealand in the final round in Gqeberha today and need at least a bonus point victory, while also hoping Argentina beats Australia. Now, the Baby Bucks were victorious over the Young Pumas in their first match, but then squandered a 17-point lead against the Young Wallabies to lose 29-24. Argentina has to bounce back from Tuesday's humiliating 75-21 loss to the Baby Blacks. Now, kickoff between South Africa and New Zealand is at 4:15 this afternoon. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.